My name is John Rutherford, and I'm the host of the Recollections and Connections audio recording project at the Library Center. Today is Thursday, March 4th, 2010, and today I'm here with a guest who'd like to share one of her memories. And your name is?
Linda Chesbrough. My family legend is a story that my mother passed on to my brother and me. She was born in Joplin in February of 1901. She told us that her father, Perry Crossman, had drilled the first oil well in Oklahoma. As a small child, I believed the story, but as I grew older, I began to have my doubts. How could the tale be true if we were never rich and I'd never heard of my grandfather's name in connection with the oil industry? Eventually, I just kind of let it go and didn't think too much about it, until decades later when I got into genealogy. And then I decided, for better or worse, to check out the old family legend. My travels took me to a library in Oklahoma, and I began to read about the oil industry. Much to my surprise, I saw my grandfather's name and ardently read the entire chapter telling of his drilling for oil. Perry Crossman was born in 1852 and died in 1932 in Joplin, so neither my brother nor I ever knew him. He was by occupation a driller of water wells. He and his company drilled over 4,000 water wells in and around the Joplin area. He was nearly 50 years old when he decided to drill for oil. He was hired to drill a oil well near Red Fork, Oklahoma, which is about 4 miles southwest of Tulsi City, as it was called then. Today, Red Fork is a neighborhood area within the city limits of Tulsa. Red Fork then was pretty much the economic center of the area due to the Frisco Railroad having its terminal there in town. Grandfather moved his equipment by rail, set up his rig, and began drilling on May 10th, 1901. Work continued for about 5 weeks, but no oil had been discovered. So Grandfather decided to go home for a few days to Joplin to see his wife and family. He left his son Luther in charge of the well, and he told him and the night watchman that if the well came in while he was gone, not to tell anyone. Well, as fate would have it, the well did come in while he was gone. Sometime after 1 a.m. on June the 25th, the oil came into the well bore from a depth of approximately 600 feet and spewed over the top of the derrick. That was Oklahoma's first real gusher. Well, now, I don't know if the night watchman told anybody in person or not, but in his exuberance, he rushed to the telegraph office and wired my grandfather in Joplin, saying, and I quote, "Send Packer, oil is spouting over the top of the derrick," unquote. Well, the message was heard by every telegraph operator from Tulsa to Joplin. The secret was out, and the boom was on. The wire produced pandemonium. Newspapers across the state carried accounts of the discovery at Red Fork in large headlines. In bold type, the Tulsa Democrat proclaimed, "A geyser of oil spouts at Red Fork," and the Kansas City Times headlined, "Oil well gusher 15 feet high," although it was much higher. Calling the discovery a gusher, the Muskogee Weekly Phoenix reported that oil men who have seen every phenomenon in the oil world say that this gusher is close to a well-defined oil territory, and that the strata of oil-bearing sand extends under thousands of acres, of which Tulsa is the center. Newspaper coverage of the operations at Red Fork set off a stampede to the area reminiscent of the gold rush in California. Within a short time, every route leading to the Red Fork community was crowded with horses and wagons carrying the curious and the ambitious, as well as the assortment of shady characters, all wanting to get a share of the black wealth. Hundreds of visitors were there to see the well, and the woods are full of people trying to get leases, reported one journalist. A never-ending stream of wildly excited men are flocking into Red Fork, the nearest point to the scene of the Great Gusher, wrote another. Trains brought legions of new recruits, who quickly flooded the existing facilities of the little town, creating a sprawling, overcrowded tent city. Lawyers swarmed to the new oil field to offer their services in securing drilling leases. The majority of those are here, said one reporter, without money to invest, and have come merely through curiosity or looking for positions in the companies. When Grandfather Crossman returned to the drilling site, he found a, quote, carnival territory, unquote. He reported that Red Fork was, as he said, one of the vilest spots in the territory. He reported that one train brought in a special car loaded with gamesters, as he called them, and by early July, now mind you, the oil came in the 25th of June, but by early July, more than 1,000 oil men from other drilling companies were in the area. Petroleum speculation was rampant. Dealers in fraudulent stock were in abundance. Land promoters offered property at an inflated price. And in general, chaos ruled. Well, Grandfather Crossman finished his work, got paid for his job of drilling, and went home to Joplin. He did move his family back to Oklahoma for about 5 years, but no other oil stories were ever passed down, though Mother did relate some other stories from having lived in Indian Territory. By the time Oklahoma became a state in 1907, its wells were producing more than 40 million barrels of oil. Am I proud? You bet I am. Did my grandfather drill the first oil well in Oklahoma? No. That had been done in 1882. But he did drill the first well in a major oil field, which produced the first commercially significant volume of oil, and that started the oil industry of Oklahoma.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.